Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We are joined by the acting district attorney, Mike Cain. Mike, welcome to the studio.
Thank you, Joe.
Now, you've been acting DA for a few weeks now. How have these first few weeks gone?
They've gone well. Luckily I was in the office for 7+ years with John and, you know, worked with him very closely and all of the people in our office, and we've got a great staff. And so because of my experience there and the years there, I was really able to hit the ground running.
Now, you also, you know, you're running for election in November, but let's talk about some of the cases. DA Flynn leaves. You take over those cases. How's that transition been?
Yes, I do. The transition has gone very smoothly. Like I said, we have 200 people that work for us, 111 budgeted lawyers that work for us. All those lawyers are continuing to handle the same cases that they were handling when John left a few weeks ago. They report to their supervisors. Those supervisors were put in place by John and myself, and those supervisors report to deputies who report to me. So it's really been a smooth transition.
Now, you know, John's last, was it the last election or last two elections? He ran unopposed. So this would be like the first time we're having a contested district attorney's race. How are you approaching that?
So, yeah, John actually did run unopposed in 2020. In 2016, it was a contested race, as you may remember. But I'm approaching it by, you know, talking about my experience. You know, last 7.5 years being in the office, you know, we've had a lot of significant challenges in the office, as I'm sure you and your listeners are aware. And we've handled them pretty seamlessly. You know, a lot of it is a testament to John and his leadership. But we did things together. You know, I worked side by side with him, and I was essentially his right hand man working and running the day to day operations of the office. So I plan on running on my experience.
Looking at some of those, like you said, there have been a lot of high profile cases. What's the one that sticks out the most to you? What one do you think is the most challenging?
Well, the most high profile, the most horrific case, you know, in our administration, and I think probably in the history of the office, was the mass shooting at Tops on May 14th. And it was horrific. I mean, it was devastating to the families involved, the specific victims, but also to the community, not just because of the number of people that were murdered, but also the reasons behind it. You know, the hate and the racism that motivated that man to do what he did. It was awful. The good thing, Joe, was that, you know, John and I in our office, we had 5 really dedicated, very experienced public servants working on that case as lawyers. And we were able to bring that case to a conclusion within 6 months. Within 6 months, that man pled guilty as charged. He is serving the rest of his life in state prison or in federal prison. It depends. The federal case, as you know, I'm sure is still pending. But we were able to bring some closure to those families, at least in the criminal justice system in the state, really quickly. 6 months is really unheard of. Now, they're going to live with that trauma for the rest of their lives, unfortunately, but at least we were able to wrap up our part of it relatively quickly for them.
Do you have an opinion on where the federal case should go?
No, I wouldn't comment on that. I mean, it's my understanding that they're pursuing the death penalty. That's their lane, and I'm going to stay in my lane.
When I had John Flynn in here, we talked about the politicization, I always screw up that word, of of all offices, right? And the district attorney's office. Do you think it's gotten too political?
Well, not in our area, not in our community. I do think that the narrative in the public sphere in some places has tried to politicize law enforcement, tried to politicize district attorney's offices. I think I've seen that, you know, from the media coverage across, you know, in different parts of the country. But we have not allowed that to happen in our community. You know, John and I, we you know, politics doesn't enter into our decisions. It just doesn't, you know. And, you know, it would be unfair and totally inappropriate to do that. So I don't think it's really affected our office in any way, shape, or form.
I had John on a few times to talk about bail reform. Obviously, that's a big thing. You've had DAs go to Albany to try to plead to get some of these reforms reformed, I guess is the right way to word.
Yes.
Where do you stand on how the bail laws currently stand in New York State?
So, you know, there's a, as you know, the bail laws took, they changed them in 2019. It took effect in January of 2020. They made some additional changes in 2022 and some additional changes in 2023. One of the things they did that we did not have here in New York State until they modified the bail laws was they put in what we call a harm analysis. So if someone commits harm to a person or to property, and this applies to like stolen cars, for example, and it doesn't have to be violent physical harm against someone, and then they go and they do it again, they commit a second crime while out after having committed the first crime, we can ask for a remand on those cases. And the judges can set bail or remand them all together on those cases. The other thing that they did just about a year ago, Joe, is they eliminated what we call, or what the statute called, the least restrictive means of bail. And that was a significant win for us. So I want to add one other thing, because I think this is the most compelling part of the good news on bail reform. The New York State Court of Appeals in
selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Left 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In February of this year, just not even 2 months ago, issued an opinion. And in the New York State Court of Appeals, not to get too far into the weeds with you, but the Court of Appeals is the highest court in New York. They set the laws for, they interpret the statutes, and the judges across the state are supposed to follow the law as the Court of Appeals defines it. And they just recently, in February, issued an opinion that says that the courts should be considering all information relevant to assuring that a defendant returns to court. Okay. And they went even further. And this is the thing that I think is the most helpful to us. They went even further and said that additional crimes that if a defendant poses a danger to the community requiring remand, the court can consider that. So they should consider all information, including whether the defendant poses a danger to the community. That's extremely helpful. It's something that we as DAs have been fighting for a couple of years, and the court has now given us that tool and that argument to make.
Do you think some of the, you know, we've seen what seems to be an uptick, and you mentioned car thefts, retail crime. Do you think that has something to do with some of these laws that haven't been reformed? When you look at the bail laws, is there other things? Could it go further to address these things that we seemingly, maybe it's just the coverage, but we seemingly see an uptick in?
Yeah, well, there's definitely an uptick in, especially you mentioned stolen cars, as I did. You know, that's an uptick that's taken place all over the state, all over the country, as a matter of fact. So I don't know that there's necessarily a nexus between, you know, our New York state laws and stolen cars, because, you know, it's taking place everywhere in the whole country. You know, as you know, I think, Joe, John was the president of the National DAs Association, so he had relationships with all of the DAs across the country. And, you know, we have been told and we're aware that the stolen car thing is a problem across the country. There are probably a number of reasons for it, including certain vehicles being able to be stolen more easily than others. And, you know, one of the things that I know that the police talk about on a regular basis here in Erie County is that people have to stop leaving their keys in their cars. You know, that would make it more difficult for somebody to steal their car. So it's an ongoing problem. It's, you know, it's something that's just, you know, really changed in the last couple of years. We have to adapt to it. We do that every day in our office. You know, a few years ago, it wasn't that significant of a problem. And, you know, but it's something that we're dealing with. We're tackling it with all of the local police agencies across the county.
Now, you mentioned you worked with John Flynn for 7 years. Now, before that, were you in private practice?
I was. So when I got out of law school in 1992, I guess that makes me relatively old, Joe, but my first employer, my first job really was the Erie County District Attorney's Office. I came to work in the Erie County District Attorney's Office as a young lawyer, prosecuting cases. I worked in the office for 5 years. And when my wife and I got married and we started a family in 1999, I realized that I had to make more money, and I went into the private sector. I worked in the private sector for 18 years. And that's actually where I met John Flynn. He and I worked together. I reported to him because he did work as the town attorney in Tonawanda, and I reported directly to him. We developed a very close professional and personal relationship, and that's when he offered me the job. So yes, I was in the public, or the private sector rather, for 18 years. I came back to the office in 2017 because I love the work that we do in the office. I love, playing a significant role in trying to keep the community safe, and when crimes happen, to try to get justice for the victims in those cases.
It's crazy that 2017 was 7 years ago. What would you say the difference between this job in the district attorney's office and the private sector? What are the differences between that? And is that a significant jump to make?
The difference is, you know, we deal with completely different laws. Okay. You know, the civil laws are you know, a completely different set of laws than the New York State penal law and the New York State criminal procedure law. That's one of the differences. You know, the other difference for me is that you really can impact not just one person or one client. In civil practice, you're representing one client. Okay. And in criminal law, as the district attorney, I can affect the entire community. And we work together with our law enforcement partners, as I've already mentioned, police agencies like the Buffalo Police Department, the Erie County Sheriff's Department, and we're proactive in our approach to try to eliminate, you know, try to, you know, lessen the crime rates. We've had great success doing that, by the way. You know, I don't know if you're aware of this, but I've talked about this on a number of occasions where the violent crime in the city of Buffalo, specifically where most of the violent crime occurs, is down. Last year, it was down 35% to 40%. And when I talk about violent crime, it's important to describe what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the shootings with fatalities, and the non-fatal shootings as well. 35% to 40% over the previous 3 years. That's a significant downturn. And I think one of the main reasons for that is the relationships that we have built up with law enforcement, and the way that we all work together to try to keep the community safe.
So you, as I mentioned, November will be an election. You're the acting DA now. So how do you mix work with campaigning these next few months?
Well, I'm working extremely hard during the day. Really, our jobs as the district attorney for me and when John was the district attorney, it's really a 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week job. You know, I get called at 2 o'clock in the morning. I get called at 11 o'clock at night, you know, about some case that happens or some crime, and we have to be on call at all times. But at the same time, after hours, whether it's, you know, from 6 o'clock on or on the weekends, I'm able to, you know, work extremely hard to get our message out there, to let the community know the good things that we're doing in the office and, you know, why they should vote for me in November.
Now, I gave your opponent this option, so I'm going to give you the option. Anything that you want to address that I did not bring up?
Sure. Joe, I think one of the things that we've done, you know, with John's leadership and with my support as well, is in 2017, when we came into office, we decided it was really important for us to develop relationships with the community that's most affected by violent crime. And we've gone out and we've, you know, built relationships with the community-based organizations. We have our lawyers going into communities and doing, you know, cleanups on weekends. You know, if there's a parking lot that is, you know, particularly, you know, full of garbage, we participate in that. We help. There's a woman by the name of Elizabeth Triggs who works on the east side of the city of Buffalo. She's a, you know, she is an angel in that community, and you know, we've helped her with providing hot meals to people in the community during the holidays. So we do a lot of that kind of work. It's volunteer. The reason we do it, Joe, is because we're trying to build relationships so that we can have trust with each other. One of the most significant problems we have with solving some of the crimes that occur is that the witnesses don't want to cooperate for a lot of different reasons. One of them is they if they don't know us, they don't trust us. And we have to, you know, get to know each other and work together because, you know, lowering the crime in Erie County is a community-wide problem, and we need to all work together to try to do it.
Final question, not anything to do with the campaign. Did you get to see the eclipse on Monday?
I did see it. It was very cloudy where I live, but there were moments where the sun was able to slip through with the moon blocking it. The most impressive thing, as far as I was concerned, was how when it went dark,
yeah,
and all of the activity, like, you know, a lot of birds flying around my neighborhood. It was pretty impressive. More impressive than I had expected, to be honest with you.
I was lucky. The clouds broke for 45 seconds of totality in Clarence, and I will take that as a win.
Yeah, that you were in the right spot.
Michael Caine, acting DA and running for district attorney in November. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Joe. Pleasure to be here.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.